You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I had to edit this a little bit. She says, I heard you guys talking with the flight attendant who met her husband on one of her flights. So that was just yesterday during Rattle Off. Listener Janie says she was a flight attendant. And we said, where'd you meet your husband? She goes, well, on one of my flights. He was actually the air marshal on the flight.
Mm-hmm.
And they started flirting. Next thing you know, they've been married 18 years. Anyway, back to Renee's notes. She says, I think this is something you should talk about on your show because this is why I will never date someone who travels for a living. No matter what they say, if they're on the road that much, always on planes and in hotels and having to mingle with so many people every week of the year, I'm sorry, something is going to happen. No matter how faithful they say they'll be, there's just nothing but nonstop temptation when you travel all the time. Renee writes, I know because I used to have a job where I was on the road about 10 days every month. I watched so many married people hooking up that I vowed I would never marry someone who traveled for a living. Thank you for your show. Your boys make me laugh and think every day, which is what I crave.
Well, that's very nice of you, Renee.
Very nice to say at the end. What do you think about her? She's positing that people who travel eventually have to succumb to temptation.
Well, yeah, the other side note from that call yesterday is, yeah, she was flirting with the air marshal, and she flat out said that the air marshals do it. They all say that they're single or separated while they're in the air and far away from home, but a lot of them are married, she said. So I could see why that probably set Renee off as well, but... I don't know. Marry somebody who's a grown-up that doesn't do this kind of stuff. Marry a grown-up.
You don't think grown-ups have affairs?
I think immature people probably are.
Mm. Hmm.
Mentally weak, I guess you could call them. Marry a grown-up that you can trust.
Okay. I mean, sure. But I think that she's got a bit of a point. And
well, it's affairs, no secret. Yeah.
Affairs have happened to people who, let's say, 3 months earlier would have been convinced they would never be the kind of person who would do that. Now, I talk about this because one of my nearest and dearest got divorced because their spouse, I'm not going to say it was a he or she, their spouse had an affair, and that was what the spouse, when the spouse broke down and said what had happened, said, I would never think I would be that person, and I'm so sorry, I can't believe it happened. Her parents had been through that, so she said, I am never going to do that, ever, and then... boom, she did.
Dang.
Is
there alcohol involved?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't ask
for details. Stay away from the hooch. I mean, there's ways to avoid this. I mean, don't go out, you know, go there, do your business, then just don't go out with the crew at night to the bars and the restaurants. Just go back to your room. You know, don't travel with everybody. Travel alone. I mean, there's ways around it and ways to avoid it.
Gretch used to have to travel for trade show stuff with sales that she did, and she would go do trade shows, and she said it was not unusual for her to be back in her hotel room like 8:30 that night or something, just, you know, in her sweats or whatever, turn the TV on her hotel room, and the phone in the hotel room would ring, and it was one of the guys who was on the business trip.
What are you doing?
Knick-knack she said it was all the time.
Yeah, Nick Nack was approached by a male coworker on one of her work outings, and she was like, what the hell is happening right now with somebody that she never would have expected? And
there you go.
That's the
point when you talk about, you know, hey, marry someone who's mature or whatever.
And I did. I think she said, no, get the hell out of here type
thing. Yeah, but the person that was coming on to her might have been that person that we were talking about who a few months earlier would never have thought they would do it. But something, just being out on the road all the time.
I'm so lonely.
I don't know. I mean, Renee, I'm not going to discard what Renee is saying.
There's obviously something to it. There's thousands and thousands of stories of things that have gone on at events when you're, you know, away for a week. Absolutely, here's there's a point.
Here's the question that we'll ask listeners this morning. Would you make it a policy to not date someone who traveled for a living for that reason?
But what if it's really good money, you know? You're making bank.
Well, I don't know.
It's a great job.
So we're going to...
I mean, really, is it going to deter you if they're making like $500,000
a year?
If they
want to cheat, as long as they come home to me.
No, but you've got to take that risk that they're not going to cheat.
Just for the money?
Like, would you find somebody that's awesome, incredible, has a great job, but they travel, and you're like, nope, can't do it? That's a hard decision to make. Just for the what-if scenario?
Here's what I want to do. Let's ask our listeners, what do you think about Renee's point? She says, I won't date somebody who travels for a living. Corinne, what do you think about Renee's note?
Yeah, I agree with her. Personally, I am pretty needy. I know that about myself. But I actually broke up with a guy that he decided he wanted to join the military. And I told him, I said, you know, that's fine. I appreciate your desire to do that for our country, but I'm too needy. I can't. And he was like, no, it'll be fine. And I'm like, no, I know this about myself and I am too needy. And my husband of 19 years, we still he hunts and fishes. And I tell him, I'm like, the most I want you away from home is 2 weeks. And that's an agreement that
we made together.
But this
is different. You're not worried that they're going to be gone and cheating and having an affair.
No,
you just want them around to rub your feet all the time, it sounds like.
I know that about myself. I am a needy person and I just love having my husband around and he's my best friend. So that's something that he's fine with, you know, and it's not like everyone gives me a hard time because they're like, oh, you know, you're so needy. And I'm like, I don't care. I want to be married. I don't need to be married. So
I couldn't Good be with you. I love you.
Listener listener Duncan, basically, Corinne said the same thing. He goes, not dating someone who travels is valid, not because of the what ifs, but because of how much time they are away.
Yeah.
That sounds like what you're talking about. So.
So, and I just know that about myself. So thank you.
All right,
you
well, Corinne. Corinne, we got to run. Listen, we got to run. Thank you very, very much.
She's got to tell
she's
everybody
even
that
needy
she's
with
needy.
Us.
Yeah, she's like, I got to tell you again that I'm needy. Yeah. Good luck, Corinne.
Great call. So thank you for that. Here comes Shelly. Shelly, what do you think?
I think the complete opposite of Corinne. I am so not needy. I've been living on my own and single for several years, and I feel like if somebody traveled, it might be good because, you know, I'm used to doing things on my own and having things my own way around the house.
That's a good point, yeah. You're like, get out of here.
I think somebody who traveled it might be nice because I would have that time away to be able to still have my family time the way that I want it.
Would you worry at all, though, about an affair or some hanky-panky going on behind the scenes? Would you worry at all about that?
Well, I have heard... I'm not going to lie. I mean, I have heard things about lot lizards for, like, the truck drivers.
Sure.
But I would have to say that if it's somebody who I didn't trust, I wouldn't want to be with them anyway. You know, like, I would have to wholeheartedly trust somebody because, first of all, you're not going to be in my house or around my children until I trust you. And if I trust you that much, then... Mm-hmm. I would like to be for certain that that person is not cheating on me. I don't think that traveling
You hope,
is
but, you know, three martinis later.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's the traveling that's the issue. I think it's that people are the issue in that they have been, they've gotten used to whether it's watching porn or whether it's like the easy attitude of these dating sites where they could just like make another profile and be with somebody in another city that they travel to often, you know, I mean, like that's something that does happen. And it's unfortunate that they have so much, they want the different variety instead
they
of
want
just
the,
sticking with one
yes,
person.
They want the sampler platter.
It's the buffet.
Is what they want,
it's the buffet
Shelly.
Platter. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a little sampler platter of people. Shelly, we got to run. Thank you
Shelly.
For that great call. Now she brought up a good point that nobody else had touched on yet, that it's good for her because it gives her Shelly time. You know, when they're gone.
That's nice. Yeah. Here's someone with the total opposite angle that Whitney wrote in. It says, just book the trip with them. I've gone and done it with my hubs. Great way to only have to pay for one plane ticket. And then the company, you know, comps the room.
Yeah, that's fine, but we're talking about people who travel for a living. If it's once or twice a year, absolutely. But there are a lot of people who travel every single week.
Yeah.
And you're not going every single week with your significant other.
Probably not.
No, I mean, no, nobody's doing that. Here's Chad. Chad, what do you think about all this?
Good morning, boys. Yeah, I think that she could, I mean, people could say she's justified with how she's thinking, but ultimately I think she just might have, I'm not trying to be mean, but I think she might just have some trust issues. I feel like if she was someone that didn't want to date someone that was dating for that reason, I mean, the person dating her could look at it the same way and be like, well, if you think I'm lonely on the road and that's why I'm not going to be with anybody, how, why isn't the converse true where maybe she's lonely? I mean, I feel like if you're doing that for that reason, it's because there's some kind of trust issues.
Well, yeah, that's a good call, Chad. Absolutely. Very good. You know, and Chad brings up a good point. I mean, the opposite could be true, too. Like somebody, if you travel for a living, you may not want to get into a relationship with someone who's staying at home while you're traveling, because then while you're away, you're worried about what they're doing back
sure,
at
Sure, it
house.
Goes back and forth. Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, my God. Here's Eric on the line. Eric, what do you think about all this?
Morning, boys. Absolutely not. No way.
Absolutely.
Which way? In what way?
Not what?
Never. I would never date somebody who travels for a living. Okay. Just because we're all victims. We're all victims of time and circumstance, fellas. All of us.
Yeah, but you
got
to be a grown up big boy and say no to the time and the circumstance.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing, though, is that a lot of grown up big boys don't do that. And it's the same thing with grown up big girls. It's one of those things where we're all victims of it. Unless you're about a half a step off from a sociopath, we're social animals. So it's one of those things where if you're gone from somebody for 8 months out of the year, you crave that companionship. So sooner or later, yeah, it's just like,
then I think in that case, you have to be
human and.
If you're gone from somebody for 8 months out of the year, then I think you need to be a grown-up and say, I probably shouldn't be in a serious, committed relationship then.
Unless that's the kind of relationship that works for both people. Kind of like with what Shelley was talking about.
Like
there are some people. Well, yeah, I mean.
It becomes an open
relationship. An open relationship is something completely, is yet another option.
It's another
right?
piece of the pie, yeah.
But, I mean, there are some people that works for them.
I like this question that came in from Tom. He says, what if she falls in love with somebody and marries somebody, and then they're great for a few years, and then all of a sudden he gets a new job and has to travel all the time? Then what's going to happen?
Well,
what's
going to happen? She's going to say, please don't take that.
What?
Again, hey, we are way up against time. We're going to try to hurry in one more call from Annette. Annette, what do you think about all of this?
Well, I have to say I've been married for 31 years to someone that traveled probably two-thirds of the year. For his job.
And
so you can trust him. I trust him. Totally trust him.
That you know of.
No, really, I do.
Well, she might trust him, but that doesn't mean what Jeremy's trying to say is you don't know what's
you don't
going
know
on,
whether he could lie to you.
Oh, no. I know. He
How
never
do you
cheated.
Know? How do you know?
How do I know? Because I would talk to him daily, and he was an engineer, so he traveled more with guys.
Yeah.
There weren't
well, you don't know. He maybe messed around with another guy.
Annette, I'm going to assume that everything you're saying is true. Okay. And you've been married 31 years and he never has fooled around once on you and stuff like that. However, devil's advocate, the divorce courts are filled with people who said, I'm adamant. I know my SO is not messing around. They are absolutely convinced. And then the shock that hits them. So I'm not saying that's happening to you,
but it definitely
happens to a lot of people who are completely blindsided because they would have sworn on every Bible that their SO would never cheat on them. So it happens.
It's a matter of that I trusted him. I mean, I dated somebody before him that cheated on me. But him, I just trusted.
All right.
That's
listen,
good. I'm
that's
happy
wonderful. And congratulations on your long, happy marriage. That's terrific.
Pretty cool.
Wow, did we punch a few buttons this morning?
It's good. We're good.